regroup for the third period.
So we're up by one. We play a very solid third period, as you mentioned earlier, Coach, only giving up three shots on goal, 11 for Michigan Tech. And it wasn't until the goaltender was pulled that Malcolm Gould was able to put it home.
Net is emptied out to our right. The Nanooks tried to win the draw. Here comes Gould. Gould pushes it forward. Backhands it. Is it going to go in? Yeah!
You talk about watching the highlights on the Michigan Tech website. They have two versions of that. One is actually watching the goal go in, yeah. And the other one is watching you and the team on the bench. It's an awesome celebration. I really watched Jake Lucchini because I just get a kick out of that kid. And, you know, he's watching, and he just goes absolutely nuts when the puck goes in the net. It was really cool.
Well, Jake has said, you know, he's never played in a playoff series, you know, in junior hockey. Yeah. I guess in junior B or whatever. But, he, you know, he just said the intensity's not. So he's never been, you know, had the experience to play in something like this. So. But he's that way anyway. He's wound a little tight, and he gets excited. He shows his emotion, and that's what you like. You know, you know, there's times you got to, you know, have your emotion in check, but, you know, there's times you can let it loose, and good for Jake. And, yeah, I was excited too. You know, I mean, there was so much going through my head. Like, we were hoping that we could get through and present the trophy that night. So you got all these plans in the background that – you know, everything has to fall right for you to be able to do that. And obviously you don't want to go to a third game on a Sunday because anything can happen. And it's taxing on your team. And so for when that puck went in, I think all the emotion that you try to put in check and all the energy and all everything, it just lets loose. So, I think some people think I get emotional once in a while, Dirk.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good thing. Most
that's not a bad thing.
Well,
no.
Most of the time.
It's just we especially from our perch, we don't get to see you, your reaction usually, because we're covered up by people and we're facing the wrong way. So for them to post that up there, I thought that was really neat, just to see the bench. And even Brian Brewster was going crazy too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
That's awesome. I think people want to see that.
A lot goes into it. Yeah. You know, there's a lot that really goes into it. So, once in a while, you have to put a smile on your face and enjoy it. And at that point, you know, it's interesting. So I will go down to Joe, Joe Sean, and shake his hand, and they go, "Hey, Brick, congrats." And he goes, "It's not over, coach." I think there was 43 seconds. "It's not done yet, coach." You know, like, okay. Yeah. I said, "Yes, it is." But no, it's a big win and a real good third period. We outshot them, I think, 11-3, Dirk, in that third period.
Yep.
And we really didn't even give them many attempts. They had 11 attempted shots, and most of them for the outside. So we played a really solid third period. We created a couple good scoring chances ourselves. But I liked how we played. We played on the right side of the puck. We managed the puck better. Even on that face-off in our zone, was a real good play by Malcolm. He jumps the guy and gets the puck and chips it out, and you know, everything you need to do to make sure you're going to have a chance to win the game.
So I don't remember. Was he at the red line, coach? Would that have been a icing?
He was passed.
Okay, we couldn't remember. All right, we've got much more of the Mel Pearson Show coming up in just a little bit, including your questions. We'll start that after the break here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have...
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters, $2 for $3. Pepsi 12 packs of cans, $2 for $9. And nice ice prices, 4 bags for $5. Stay warm as winter winds down with Keweenaw Alpaca gear at Bucko's Clothing Department. Energy drinks on special store wide, along with Bucko's $2.99 barrel of wine. Sales do not include taxes or deposit.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show. We're going to start on some of your questions here for Coach and move along here. As again, if you're just tuning in, the game on Friday for Michigan Tech has been determined. It will be a 7:37 start. So for those heading down there, can make plans for that. And they will obviously be taking on Ferris State. The Bulldogs are the lowest seed, remaining seed in the tournament. And all four teams from last year, same four teams. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, same four teams, Dirk, and all capable of winning this championship. You know, we went 2-2 with Ferris this year. Obviously, 1-0-1 with Minnesota State, had a real good series with them, and they were 2-1-1 with Bowling Green. So when you look at the four teams there, all pretty darn good hockey teams, you know, some talent up front, real strong defensively, and then strong in the net. So it'll be a challenge. It'll be a great tournament, and I can hardly wait, and I know our guys are anxious to get down there and play.
First question, Coach. Jackson and Blacklock have not played of late. They played well when they did. Is this due to injury or just not being able to knock someone else out of the lineup? And are they staying with the team?
Yeah, they're definitely staying with the team. Both have looked really good in practice. And I might say, you know, all of our players are working good and looking good in practice. And any of them can come in and play at any time. Right now, the team's on a little, I'd say, a pretty good roll. So I'd like to get guys in, but at the same time, it's like we always talk about, it's always to put somebody in, but who do you take out? Mm-hmm. You know, who do you take out in their spot? And we thought long and hard about it after Friday's game, you know, because you never know how things are going to shake down. And the year before, I took Malcolm Gould, who was an all-WCHA second-team player, out of the Friday game.
I remember.
And but it was a triple overtime game, you know, so you know, you're looking to get some fresh bodies. But, no, they're playing well. They both fit into our future plans big. I mean, they will both be instrumental in going forward. And that question takes me back to an email I got from Jim Warden. Jim Warden was a goalie here in the mid-70s. Great goalie. Obviously played on the Olympic team. And Jim sent me an email. And, you know, he talked about their team and how good they were, and obviously played on a national championship team. But he said back in the day, they knew they had a good team. And he really said is how practice is where they really challenge themselves to prove it to each other. And, you know, he said from the fifth line to the eighth defenseman to the third goalie, they couldn't wait to get to practice and push each other to be better. And I think this team has a lot of those qualities. But I shared this email with Jim, and we had a really – not that this email made us or encouraged us to have a good practice, but we had really good practices last week. And I was concerned going – you know, we're on spring break, and, you know, you can be flat. I've seen it, you know, times over the years, but our practice and our energy are really good. But it was interesting to get this from a championship goalie and, you know – maybe the greatest team, Michigan Tech. He played on some great teams at Michigan Tech, you know, greatest era there for a little bit, those 3-4 years ever had. And talking about practice and how they couldn't wait to get to practice and challenge each other and push the pace. And then when they got in the games, you know, they were always playing against the best player. So a good message from a great guy and a great goalie, Jim Warden. So thanks, Jimmy, for sending that. I used it last week, so keep them coming.
That's really cool. All right, next question, Coach. It says, as the Huskies progress further into the playoffs, does winning faceoffs and which player taking key faceoffs become more crucial, especially in the defensive zone and on the penalty kill?
Yeah, faceoffs are huge. This weekend I put Mike Neville out for a few important faceoffs. We got a lot of different guys taking faceoffs, and we work on that not every day, but close to it. I would say 3 or 4 times a week, and we'll work on it as we go forward. It becomes such a huge part of your game. One of the big reasons is you want to play with the puck. We're a team that likes to play with the puck, and when you have the puck, the other team's chasing you. So that's why it's so important. And also, obviously, in your defense.